Hey, hey, what's up? This is Isu back again, E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. But before I go any further, it's the Nez!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? We're back. I know I wasn't going to continue, but shit was jumping off in the Big Brother house, so we got to come back and talk about it real quick. But I'm on X, aka Twitter, right now. Before we dive into what I really want to talk about, why does Izzy hate Cameron?
Izzy's the person who initially said very early in the season that Cameron gave her serial killer vibes, and the vibe hasn't got any better since. There's this clip I've been meaning to send you of Izzy when the one side of the house found out about the other side of the house, and it's become like the most used clip this season, where she very like extremely like eyes bugging says, "I want to F them up."
I found this or
something
one.
Hold like on. That.
Everything doesn't have to be an explanation to me, but you're teaching me something that I don't fucking care about.
I don't know what's going on, man. I was just going through X, and Izzy's all is popping up, and she's hating. Well,
she is the most, I guess you could say she's providing the most entertainment this season. She's really out there and extremely opinionated.
Right. Is another one, everyone. Hold on.
Just like, I hate him. I hate him. Dude, I hate him. This fucking Irish piece of shit.
I don't know if you guys can hear that. Somebody added music. But it's just Izzy hating every little clip. Somebody put all the clips together of Izzy just, "I hate him, I hate him." And I'm like, what the hell is happening? Did he do something to her, or does she just not like him?
She doesn't like his vibes, and he does do this kind of thing. He really does try to play this like overly, overly smooth type of guy type of game, and like it really it really bugs her somehow, some way. But yeah, damn, it's funny. I say like she's that one clip is all over the place, and of course when I'm trying to find it to share with you, I'm like not finding it. It's I feel like it's like the most used clip of her, and of course I'm not seeing it.
And what's up with Blue? This person is like, I liked Blue at first, but she's giving me weird. I don't know. She's just sitting there talking. I don't know who she's talking to, but.
Well, whatever. If she was talking to Jared, I actually caught that conversation. And Jared, like I've said before, he's playing with his mom, Sari, but nobody knows it except for Izzy. So Jared is like kind of pretending to be all with the young people side of the house, but he really obviously has true loyalty to his mom, Sari, and her older side of the house. So today, Jared was actually really kind of planting seeds with these younger people like Blue, and he was dropping all this stuff about like trying to make her distrust the side, you know, that you would think he's on, but he's not. He's like almost trying to break it up from the middle.
Here's another clip I found. It says, "Izzy, I truly can't be in the room with Cameron."
Like, I truly can't be in a room with Cameron. I need like a break. Yeah. Like, I truly, like, I'm really struggling with it. Like, I truly can't.
What's her issue with him? I mean, did he threaten her? Did she just not like his vibes or whatever?
Yeah, no. Like, I think it's a vibes thing, but also, like, Because what he did too, like, it's actually also very rare in the game. Like, he flat out, like, he was with the so-called, you know, younger side of the house, the handful side. And when it looked like it wasn't going well for them, like, their alliance got outed, obviously Jared is the mole. He outed them, but, like, the younger side of the house still believes in Jared. Cameron just went to the other side and, like, told them everything, like, and, like, you know, some people aren't even respecting him for that. I was like, that's kind of a slime move. Like, you.
That's what I want.
Oh, okay, what's going on here?
I want to fuck them up. That's what I want.
That's the most.
I want to fuck them up. That's what I want.
Who's she talking about?
She's talking about the so-called younger side of the house, the handful side, Riley, Jag, Blue, America, Corey, that side, Cameron was in that side. But yeah, that is like far and away the clip I've seen most used. Like, people are saying like anything about anything, like, the Big Brother episode got pushed an hour tonight, and then they attached that clip. I want to F them up.
Isn't that threatening someone? You should get kicked out for that?
No. I think it's still close enough to, like, the spirit of the game. Like, I want to destroy them. I want to beat them, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's she's extreme. She's out there. And what's funny is, like, her closest ally, she, like, a lot of people joke that she wants to be part of the Fields family, the Suri and Jared Fields family. And, like, she's joining them by gunpoint. Because basically, right, the very first thing they walked in the house and they saw Suri, you could see this in the second episode of the season. She goes over to Jared and she's like, "You're Suri Fields' kid, aren't you? You're her son." And he's like, hold on. He, like, pulls her away. He's like, don't say that. And he's like, "No, I'll keep your secret. I'll keep your secret." And it's like, she actually recorded a diary room session that made the show where she's like, "I'm the only person that knows, and that gives me, like, power over them." And she pretty much has wielded it. Like I said before, like, Jared has thought that that Izzy's playing too recklessly, and Suri told Jared, like, "Let her, like, that'll make her more of a target than us, than me. So, like, let her do that." But Suri actually, even a few times, had been like, "Oh my God, Izzy's doing too much." And she does. Like, she, at one point, like, when Luke was up for grabs before he left the house, neither side had grabbed him. Like, she's like, "I'm going to take him, and I'm going to take Corey, and I'm going to take Cameron." She was like going all out. And that's actually what made Jared mad, when she actually did, even though as much as she hates Cameron, she met with him and had this meeting. And, like, Jared walked in and was like, "Damn," after the fact. He's like, "Why are you telling him all this stuff?" You know?
All right, everyone. There's a lot going on. I'm getting sucked back into this shit, everyone.
Yeah, you know what's funny? The show, if you only watch the show, like, this was this first week of Big Brother in the live feeds has been one of the biggest weeks I've seen in, like, the 4 years I've been covering the show as far as live feeds go. This has been one of the busiest weeks I've ever seen on the show. So it's funny, if you only watch the regular show, like, you haven't seen, like, but, like, 5% of what actually went on in the house. Like, so much happened. I was actually surprised on the show that they went with the calling the one side of the house, the Suri and Felicia side of the house, the bye-bye bitches. It's up on the wall. And I thought they actually asked them to rename, because now they're calling themselves the professors. that side of the house, but it's because they added a few more people in their alliance. But the show actually showed them using that name.
I was trying to find the clip. It was one of Julie's, Sarah saying it, bye bye bitches, over and over again.
All right, it's funny too, because that goes all the way back to 2006 and Janelle. That's all the way back from that season. She won head of household, and it was a split house back then. And she won head of household and like took the key, and then she said it to the girls on the other side of the house. She said, bye bye, bitches.
All right. The reason we did, I jumped back into this. I guess you're going to hear me more, because I'm like, shit. I need to see what happens now. Luke Valentine, he got kicked out of the house for saying a word he shouldn't say. But this is a tweet I found from Pop Crave on X. Father of expelled Big Brother contestant Luke Valentine says he is disappointed in his son for dropping the N-word, considering he allegedly has family members who are black, including a stepmom, siblings, and biracial cousins. That doesn't mean you could say it. I mean,
right? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And it probably means you should be even more aware not to.
I don't know, man. I was listening. The way he said it, it's with the A, not the ER. It sounded. Some people were saying it. I mean, I was watching stuff on YouTube, and I was watching guys that do things, guys and gals that do things on Twitter or X. And they were saying that it rolled off his tongue just a little too easy.
Yeah.
He said
slip of the tongue, which I heard a lot of people say. If you say that's a slip of the tongue, that means that you have said it before and have no problem saying it. If you said it's just a slip of the tongue.
All right. I'm going to read some of the comment, the replies. Just a terrible racist person. I hope his black family members disown him. Then there's another one. We give him a pass. I don't know who that is. And here's someone else. Freedom of speech is guaranteed, but freedom of speech ain't guaranteed. Racist language, he deserved what he got. And it says, I think he said it for clout. I don't know. And then I do like the picture that's on the CBS thing that someone just wrote. I'm giggling at this photo because it's trying to be all cool. Probably why he felt uncomfortable saying clown. I don't know. In other words, he got too comfortable and should have known better. Yeah, I would say that. It's okay. He's cute, so we'll let him pass. I'm not going to say who's saying this, everyone, but... there was a lady who said that, and then someone commented to her and she said, you're not even black, you're racist. Oh man, the fools are going off, and he's racist and disowned. I'm glad they're showing the disappointment, but grace as well. He's still their kid. I don't know what that means. That's probably who taught it to him, or why he felt like it was okay to say. Depends on who you talk to. I mean, I have plenty of black friends that do use that word. Doesn't bother me. I don't use it. Have I used it? Yeah, when I was with my friends when I was growing up. But I don't use it on the regular. I don't even use it, period, anymore. When I was young and stupid, when I was a little kid, that was all I heard when I was playing with them. And every now and then it would slip out of my mouth when I was with them. And I never said it anywhere else. But even my friend's mom, she was like, what are you saying? You can't be saying that. She slapped me in the head. So, but I don't know. I don't know this gentleman. He it just rolled out of his mouth. I don't even really know what they were talking about. It was him, Jared.
Yeah. Jared. Corey.
Yeah, they were in there, and Luke was just talking and said, this is the G's room. And then he said the word.
Yeah, I think you get further context in the episode when Corey tries to tell the story, and he said that it was directed towards him, like he was telling him to go to bed. go to bed. Word.
I don't know. But he shouldn't have said it. But I mean, it slipped out of his mouth. He shouldn't have said it, especially on live TV. And I mean, but I kind of agree with some people where they're saying, he goes, he said it too easily, like he says this
right
before. Because he is, as soon as he said it, he turned his head and like kind of just was trying to play it off and smile. He did look at Jared. Heisem and Corey like were, whoa. They like, did he just say this? They didn't say this, but this is the looks they had on the face. Like, did he just say what I thought he said? But Heisem's dumbass.
Heisem said, "Oh, I didn't hear that."
And he fucking like, heard it, man. I mean, because later on, when they found out, Luke ended up spending the night, and then the next morning they said, "Hey, Luke, come to the diary room." So he went in there, and that was the last we saw of him. And then what's her name? The HOH.
Red. Yeah.
She came out, read this note, saying, "Yeah, he said a racial slur, and he's gone." And then everyone was kind of like, "Well, what happened? Well, what did he say?" Because nobody really know. We see Heisem and Corey and Jared just sitting there, because everyone's kind of sitting like in a semicircle, and everyone's like looking around. Jared's just like, he didn't want to say nothing. Heisem didn't want to say anything either. But then Corey was like, "All right, well, this is what happened," and he just came out and said it. And he said Luke was there, Jared was there, and Heisem. And Heisem was like, "I didn't hear him say it." I was like, "You fucking lying motherfucker." If you guys seen the clip or you watched the show, well, obviously, if you're listening to this, you watched the show. But anyway, in that clip, Heisem was like, what, two and a half feet away from Luke? Of course he heard it. Because the look he has on his face.
Yeah, and if he didn't hear it, why did he leave the room quickly with Corey?
Like, yeah, they both got it. Did they even get kicked? Because they were in that crazy room. I saw Corey spin the wheel.
You're supposed to do the kick thing. Yeah,
but Corey spun the wheel, but they just got out of there.
I mean, it was interesting. And now you sent me that clip where it looks like Kirsten said it also. It seems to be a whole lot less of a story, and I'm wondering, like, they went ahead, they did the eviction, she was voted out, they did the interview like Julie, she didn't mention, but in a normal eviction, actually as early as just Wednesday, they said, like, the exit interviews, the media interviews would be on Friday, and it turned out yesterday they announced, media has been canceled for Kirsten.
So she's the one that got evicted, right?
She's the one that got evicted, but you sent me the clip of where she had dropped it also in the house.
She was talking to Jared, and I don't know the conversation, but she dropped it as well. But then she kind of paused a minute and like kind of glanced around real quick, but then kept the conversation going. I was talking to my friend today. She is black, and I told her the situation. I told her that the white gentleman said it, Luke, and she was like, "Nah." And then I said later, and I said, I don't know if it was after or before. There's another clip of a young black woman that also said it. This is what she said. She was like, "Ah, it's all right. She's black," but for TV, especially something like this. I understand CBS is like, nobody should say it, because then people, that clip I had sent you, people were saying that, like, "Oh man, CBS is just picking and choosing now." So
yeah, I don't know. One, they were like, we can't like keep making it a thing. So for Kirsten, she's on her way out of the house anyway, just let her go. Like, we'll just let her go. And that was a big question too. Like, there are all these rumors. It's a 25th season. It's a long season. It's a 100-day season. Doesn't end until November 9th. And there were all these rumors. They weren't showing the memory wall downstairs with all the pictures. And there's rumors that somebody else was going to come in and they were going to have a battle back. And then the episode comes last night and two people are out of the house. No new players. No battle back. And it's like, what's going on? Like, and then all of a sudden today, the memory wall appeared. And it's like, why wasn't it there during the first week? If they're not bringing any more players, because that's what everybody's guessed. They were like, oh, they don't want to show them that there's more people coming in the house. But I don't know. Because, yeah, like I said, now today the memory wall's up in the house.
I'm watching the clip now. You could see Corey and Heisem standing right there when Luke says it. And after Luke says it, he knows what he said because he pauses and goes, whoops, I meant, dude.
Narwhal.
Heisem.
He said,
yeah, Heisem's right there. Corey's looking like, all right. And then they kind of just hightail it out of there. And then Luke starts talking to Jared.
Yeah, he says, I meant to say narwhal.
Well, that's not what you said. So, because Luke, he just like smile. He knows what he said, and he's like, "Oh, he's got that I fucked up look on my face." But then he's just trying to play it off and talk to Jared. And even Jared was like, "Man, I know Jared should have said something, but he didn't. He just kind of kept quiet about it."
Yeah.
So I don't know. He took a lot of heat.
He actually, even in the diary room, he kind of even backed it up more. He's like, I'm the only black male in the house. Like, I didn't know how to feel about it. But he's like, hopefully, you know, Luke, you learn from this. And I hope, you know, you're doing well and everything like that. So that's what he said in the diary room that made the episode.
Yeah, so, but I don't know, man. It was crazy. Cause did you tell me that happened, or did I just fall upon? Yeah,
no, I sent you the thing because it was breaking news on Wednesday morning. The news broke, and it was like a big thing, like announcement.
Yeah, so I was.
Valentine has been removed from the Big Brother house. This will be. Discussed on the Thursday eviction episode.
Okay, here's something else I found. It's talking about she's evicted anyway, so I guess it don't matter. But Kristen is saying the N-word while speaking to Jared. Did Kristen violate the Big Brother's code of conduct for using a racial slur just like Luke? Question mark. If no, how come? And then people just start in with here's one.
She probably did, but they were like, she's leaving anyway. She's getting voted out. Just let her go that way.
This is someone that replied. This is a black gentleman. Yes, she can say it. It's called reclaiming a derogatory slur from the oppressive group as a form of empowerment. Just like the gays reclaimed the F slur. A white man cannot, big bold letters, cannot say the N-word. I cannot say the N-word. All non-black people should understand they cannot say the N-word. Okay, I thought this guy was black. He's not. But I don't know the replies, but everyone's starting to go off on it. But yeah, truly, I mean, he's white. He shouldn't have said it. But... me growing up, hearing that word on the daily, playing with my friends, being at my friend's house, at school, I heard it so much. I mean, it doesn't make it right to say, but I didn't. When I said it, it was in the company of my friends. I was much younger. Because I heard them saying it all the time. Because I remember one of the times I said it, my friend just laughed. And because he always said that to me, like, if he, hey, and to get my attention. And I would look and just not think anything twice about it. I mean, and I remember we talked about it when we were older. And he said, he goes, I just don't say it as much as I used to when we were growing up. And then I was like, well, I said, I don't say it at all. I said, the only times I said it was when I was around you guys. And, like I said, his mom slapped me in the head, told me not to say it. Cause she had heard me say it in a conversation, with my friends. And she said, you can't say that word, and slap me in the head. I learned my lesson right then. So, but yeah, man, I don't know. It's white people can't say it, period. That's how it is. I don't know. Watch that one episode of Black-ish. I think it's titled The N-Word, when Little Jack said it when he was singing Your Boy's Gold Digger song. That was a funny episode. But is he still around, Kanye?
He is. Travis Scott just brought him out at a show in Rome or something like that, and it was like a whole big deal. But whatever.
Yeah, scrolling down there, a lot of the black people that are responding, she's black, she can say it. End of story. Just, she can say it. Next. And yeah, it's all that. But like my friend said today when I was talking to her about this, she was like, yeah, she's black, she could say it. But I don't know, man. But you can't say it on CBS. They don't put up with that shit. And Luke got the boot. Did Kristen get evicted because she said it? I don't know. I think she was out the door anyway, regardless.
She was out the door anyway. She was an early target. She was an easy target. And nobody was going to want Felicia out, which is interesting because in the past, the older house guest, and she is the second oldest house guest to ever play at 63. Normally that's the easy vote. Nobody usually even questions it at all. It's just the easy vote, but this is an interestingly different house. It is an older house than normal. Like I said, we got Felicia 63, Cerise in her 50s, Bowie Jane's 45, Hysom's 45, and a good amount of house guests are in their early 30s. The youngest people in the house, Corey's only 21. He's the youngest. And then the next youngest is Riley at 24.
Hmm. Well, how many people are in the house now?
So
how many was it total when it started?
So they started with 16, but then the twist at the end of the first episode, they walked in and Suri was there, so they were up to 17. But then Luke was evicted, we're down to 16, and then Kirsten's out, so we're down to 15 in the house right now. And as of this recording, with the live feeds up, you can see Hysom and Jag in the HOH room discussing stuff, and then Cameron, Corey, Izzy, Matt, Sari, Felicia, and Jared all are near the gaming table right outside the HOH room. But for the second week, Hysom has won head of household. He's in power, and he has decided to nominate Riley and Cameron for eviction. Hysom is at least telling everybody that Riley is the target for eviction, but the sentiment around the house for the most part is actually that Cameron's the target. Sari wants Cameron out, which in turn, she's pretty influential over a lot of people, especially Izzy. Really obviously, as you saw, really doesn't like Cameron. Obviously, Felicia's really close. The whole handful side, Jag, Corey, America, Blue, they all want Riley to stay. So tomorrow they're going to play video and we'll see if either Riley wins or Matt wins. I think that's the only person that will pull Riley off the block, and then see who would go up. I'm guessing at that point, Matt would be safe. So most likely Corey. If Riley wins it on her own, then I guess Matt would go up. Either way, it's looking like Cameron will go here in week two. As of now, we got a long way to go till next Thursday, basically a whole week, but a lot kind of will be decided tomorrow, obviously, with the veto. The veto obviously says a lot. So something's going on right now with Corey just getting a drink. I don't know if it's his birthday or he's doing a challenge or something, but everybody kind of is like surrounded him. I don't know if it looks like donuts or something on the plate.
Damn it, everyone.
Shit. Something's going on though.
I didn't want to watch the show. I got sucked back in.
Yeah. It's also interesting because Red is obviously super close with Cameron. He's the one that wanted to bring him over to the other side of the house. But the rest of the other side of the house, thus Professor's Alliance, didn't want him. Like I said, except for Hysom does want to target Riley. So he is telling people that, but I'm almost positive by the time we get to Thursday that Cameron will be walking out the door. And a lot of people, if you are a Big Brother fan, you'll find the similarities to last year and Pooch, so-called pooching himself and volunteering to go up next to Taylor only to be voted out himself. Cameron didn't necessarily volunteer himself, but he accepted going up. He thought he's the pawn, like, oh, you're actually doing me a favor, and now I don't have to vote out Riley. I'll sit here on the block, but now I don't have to do anything.
Is that Izzy standing right there with the gray beanie? Yeah, it is. But Cameron's right there. I thought she couldn't be in the same room with him.
Well, she's trying. She's trying. You got to try. You got to play the game. She may not like him, but you got to try.
Where's Bowie at?
Interestingly, I didn't see her in the bunch. And that's one of the only people I'm not seeing in the bunch right now. But yeah, I don't know what just happened because something happened. Like it looked like they brought like a couple of donuts or something to Corey and almost looked like a glass of wine or champagne. I don't know.
What happened? Something must happen. All I see is we'll be right back.
Yeah, they always do that. It's back now. But yeah, I'm not really sure what went on. But yeah, a majority of the house is up there. We got from the back America, Meikle, Jag, Hysom, Matt, Suri, Felicia, and then in right in the front of them, Cameron, and then Riley, and then there's Corey.
Is it cold in there?
It is. It's super cold because of all the cameras and equipment they have running, so they keep it icy in the Big Brother house.
So you'd be wearing your sweatshirt and everything.
I would, 100%. And I'd be ready for it. A lot of people come to the house and they're not ready for it. They don't pack for it. And they don't realize how cold the Big Brother house is. And it's because they've got all those cameras going. They need to keep them cool.
Everybody's, I guess, they're sitting on a bed or a couch or whatever, and they all got their hoodies on, a blanket. Cameron's not, and Izzy's just strutting around in a tank top and shorts.
Yep.
all right, everyone. Zizu's got to go to bed. He's gonna get up early and go to work. But yeah, that was stuff that happened. So
we'll check in.
It's this show sucked me back in. So I guess I'll just
the drama.
Yeah, keep an eye on X and maybe pop in and watch an episode here and there. But
yeah. Check in from now and then.
I'm kind of just curious. I'm gonna watch a couple episodes and see how Cameron is because I only watched that one episode. Well, actually, I watched two episodes because I watched the one when they found out that Lou got kicked off. So, but
if you only watch the show, obviously they're not going to. They try as hard as they can not to make people look bad, but he's done a few things on the feeds that don't seem very cool. Like he may think he's doing the right things, but like he was kind of being a little toxic to Riley during her head of household. He was like kind of what so-called like negging her. Like he kept actually like bringing her down, but he did it in his soft country voice way. And he's like, now listen to me. You may think that we did the right thing over here, but we didn't. you need to go to the other side of the house, to Suri, and beg for forgiveness. And, like, people really aren't liking it online. Like, his, I don't know. It's coming off just kind of slimy.
Damn, Corey must be hella cold. He got a hoodie on and a blanket.
Oh, yeah. You know I would. Okay, yeah. Now they showed that Bowie Jane, she's downstairs in the kitchen. It looks like she's doing the dishes, maybe, or cleaning up
everything. Everything came back on. But let me see real quick before we get out of here.
She wasn't doing the dishes. She's got some treats, but she's just sitting at the kitchen bar table counter eating whatever.
All right. Well, we're recording this on Friday, so it's 10:22 right now p.m. And this house, if you guys wherever don't know what part of the country or the world you're at, but it's in California. And we're on West Coast time, so these guys.
West Coast time.
Oh, there's Red. Okay, I was gonna say, where's Red at? So he even has a hoodie on.
And technically, they're allowed to go to bed now. It's past 10. The rules of the Big Brother house: you got to be up from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Do you have to sleep?
No napping.
In the bedrooms? Or can you come sleep on the couches or whatever?
Somewhere? Yeah, no, they want you in the bedrooms. And for the most part, it's not like assigned bedding, but once you pick your bed, they don't really want you jumping around that week. I mean, you know, people do connect and there are showmances in the house and they're fine with that. Like, people can do that. And like HOH can invite people to stay in their room as long as they're not have nots, which means I got to sleep in that room with all the rough beds. But
it must be hella bright in there too, because Red's got glasses on, and that I can't tell who the.
You nailed it.
Woman. She's got her sunglasses on too.
They say that's what they say too. It's like unbelievably bright, obviously, because they need the lighting for all these TV cameras. So it's like super bright.
Yeah. But all right, everyone, that's
super
it.
Super bright, super cold.
Nothing's going on right now. Everyone's just kind of hanging out and doing their own thing and laughing around. So it's Friday night. There's no alcohol in this place, right?
There is, but it's more of like a treat thing, like a special thing. Like I said, it looked like they might have brought Corey it for some reason. I'm not 100%. It might be his birthday or something. Let's see if.
Well, it's not like Rock of Love when they were just 247 alcohol in that house. If you guys did watch that show, but.
They're not.
All right. They're not supposed to, or.
Oh, no. I'm saying they do give them kind of treats. They'll put a bunch of alcohol in the storage room for them. Or like I said, if it's a special event, somebody's birthday in the house.
Oh, I had a question. There's no cameraman in here, right?
There is and there isn't. When the show started, they literally did behind the walls. They had cameramen everywhere. Now it's on tracks, but they have people that go around and maintain them and make sure they're clean and dusted and stuff like that. So there's people that walk around behind the walls, and you can hear them say that they hear people walking around in the walls.
Okay, but all right, everyone. Yeah, now we're out of here. You gotta go to bed. Get up early. Yeah. So, but. Everyone, just thank you so much for listening to all this. All the Big Brother stuff is here on Spotify for podcasters feed. If you guys are following us on Instagram, we got a new one because it was just getting out of control with them not responding to me. And our new E-Society Instagram page is E-Society Pod. That's what it is. Or I'm sure you can search E-Society. But if you put in at E-Society Podcast, you're going to get the old page. It's still up. But what we have can't get into it for some reason. I wrote to them and all this, and just nothing. No one's responding to me. But I noticed, because one of my friends said, "Where is the link to the Spotify one?" I said, "Well, if you're watching or listening to the regular episode, there's a link that goes to it. But on Instagram now, if you on the main page, our E Society at E Society Pod, you see the Podbean link. If you push that, both links will pop up. The Skaternez podcast link, that just goes to Podbean, our main hub, where we got my solo show and all the other things that are on there, as well as the regular E Society show. The E Society podcast on Spotify for podcasters is Big Brother and whatever else we throw on here. So there's I put both links on there because people were asking, because when I did a post for E Society for this, for our Big Brother one, and I just said go to Spotify and search E Society or MacNez, and or you'll find it. Now next time I post something on here dealing with something, well, after this goes up in the comments, I'll say just go to our bio and click on that, and you'll see the two links to go to Podbean, the regular show, and Spotify for podcasters. If you're on Spotify, only this feed is on there. I could put the old or the Skaternez podcast one on there, but they were making me. Do you own everything and this and that and da, da, da. I do, but I'm just like, but in the earlier days, there was some music that I threw on there. Now, they haven't come after me to pull all those episodes or anything, but if they do, man, ain't nothing I could do about it. But I tried to do a count of everything dealing with E Society, and it's kind of rough because right now, our regular episodes, we got 290, and on where was it? It was here earlier. On either Spotify for podcasters, we're at 368. So you do the math, but that's not counting the other spinoff shows for E Society. So I'll have to sit down and do a final count, but I'm pretty sure if we haven't hit 1,000, we're over 1,000. I would say, but I think we're past it. I'd have to go back and add it. I don't even know how many years I did 31 Days of Horror. So yeah, so I would have to. So I would pretty much say if we're not over 1,000, we're at 1,000. So, but I don't know. Either way, we got tons and tons of episodes for you guys to listen. If you're new to the show, right on. Thank you. Keep listening. We got more of this. We got more of that. But yeah, all right, everyone. That's it. So yeah, if for everything else, links to Facebook, Instagram, everything, our YouTube page, our TeePublic, buy a t-shirt, please. All that's in the show notes below. So, but with that, everyone, be safe out there. Come back for more Big Brother, and we'll see you guys then. So next time, or until then, party on.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Till next time, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, Society.